This is AP News Minute. German prosecutors say the attack on U.S. airmen at Frankfurt Airport may have been the act of Islamic terrorism. Investigators say 21-year-old Arid Uka, an ethnic Albanian from Kosovo, opened fire on a bus full of troops. Two airmen were killed and two more were wounded. More firefights between Libyan rebels and forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. Airstrikes were launched on the eastern port city of Brega, a key oil depot. Rebel troops have deployed around the city after beating back an attempt to retake the city. New Zealand officials say there is now no chance of finding anyone alive in the rubble of last week's quake. The news was a blow to the families of around 200 people listed as missing. Nearly 1,000 rescue crews worked around the clock and so far have pulled 161 bodies from the rubble. And amazing pictures from Australia. A freight train careened off the tracks, narrowly missing cars on a nearby highway. The runaway train was carrying wheat along a line that had not been used for many years. Witnesses say it's a miracle no one was hurt. Ed Donahue, The Associated Press, with AP News.